This is Main Street Nation. It's all about culture, community, and business.
It's about the places that we call home. It's our hometowns. It's our main streets.
It's about the challenges small town merchants face and what they can do to win.
You have strong views on things, don't you?
It's a little bit. I think you picked that up from the last time.
I did.
Every downtown is unique.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Christy. I have a new business. Why should I open up on Main Street?
Downtowns are our past, but they're also our future. They're the places where we make memories, the places where we do business with our friends and neighbors.
Now, here are your hosts, Jeff Sloan and Christy Terraro.
Nation Radio Program, the show for people who love their hometowns and want to see them thrive. Main Street Nation Radio has a specific focus on Main Street communities, the downtowns of America's diverse and colorful panoply of local hometowns across our great nation. Join me, Jeff Sloan, and my co-host, Christy Terraro, to get things rolling on this edition of Main Street Nation Radio. Hey, if you care about your hometown, stick with us. Great show ahead.
Now, back to Main Street Nation with your hosts, Jeff Sloan and Christy Terraro.
Well, okay, here we are, Main Street Nation.
We're ready.
We're ready, and that is none other than Christy Terraro, co-host of this show. This is our second show. We do the show once a month. Of course, we do Startup Nation regularly, and then once a month we do Main Street Nation Radio. Christy Terraro, your second big radio show.
It's our Main Street Nation takeover once a month. I had one question, though, before we get started.
Yes.
What the hell is a panoply?
Well, I used that in my introduction.
Yes, you did.
So it was the panoply of downtowns across this great nation, right?
Yes.
The colorful and diverse panoply of hometowns across the great
nation. While we're at break, we took a poll in studio, and we think it might be a mammal, possibly an attachment for my camera,
something
like that. Not so much.
Well, actually, should we have call? Let's do this. Let's have somebody call in.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to give out the phone number. You're going to be impressed with our audience.
I'm sure I will.
I use that term in the introduction. Once again, panoply. 800-859-0957. Let's give away. You know what I'm really excited about?
Can't imagine.
I've been doing Startup Nation Radio for roughly 10 years now. I have never in all the history of Startup Nation had donuts in the studio. We're going to have a guest. I don't want to trump the excitement of what's ahead, but for the first time, we have donuts in the studio. Now, this is a show that I'm excited about. And so why don't we do this? Maybe we could lean on our guest, Al White.
Yes, Bubba.
And maybe Bubba, as he's more affectionately known, to give away a dozen donuts.
We got the thumbs up.
So,
all right.
And so anybody who, and I'm telling you, these are the best donuts you'll ever have.
They're insane. They're sitting next to me now. I'm getting a sugar contact high. It's
Cops,
phenomenal.
Cops and Donuts is the name of the store. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be hearing all about their story and about how they fit into their Main Street, why they're important, why they feel that it's important to be a local business on Main Street in their community in a segment ahead. But before we get to that, let's tee up. You are a Downtown Development Authority executive.
Yes.
You certainly know the importance of preserving our hometowns from a cultural standpoint, a community standpoint, a business standpoint. But for our audience, tell us what you do, Christy, and tell us why it's important for people to care about protecting and preserving our hometown cultures.
Sure. So I manage a downtown, I guess that's the best way that I can put it. So we do everything from planting the flowers and putting on events to really creating places that people want to be proud of and want to go.
Yeah.
And I think when you look at things that are happening in the world today, you really think, wow, if you can create a community, a place where people feel safe and happy and that they're proud of, why wouldn't you want to create that for people? And then it's not just creating it for people, but engaging them in that and making them a part of it. I mean, in Rochester, we have 80-plus volunteers I get to work
with. Right, so that's Rochester, Michigan.
Rochester, Michigan. Yep. I have 80-plus volunteers that we work with on an annual basis, sometimes more, sometimes less. But it's not my town. It's not my plan. It's everybody's plan. Everybody's so engaged in that. And like this weekend, we're having our sidewalk sales and seeing the kids walking down the street smiling because they got a flower at the florist or they got a cookie at the bakery.
Yeah.
When you create that feeling and those are memories that they're going to have going forward, that's you're building something for their future.
And it's kind of timeless. I mean, it's nostalgic.
It
feels good. It feels familiar. You know, you're walking down the sidewalks of your hometown and there's people you know. There's merchants who you do business with regularly. It's familiarity. It's yours. It's hometown pride, right?
Right. That's exactly it. It is yours. It's about creating ownership. It's about placemaking. We'll talk a lot about placemaking on Main Street Nation as we go forward.
And I think as a culture, you know, Americans have wanted to go out and see the world over the last I don't know, a couple of decades, whatever, there's kind of been a, you know, air travel has opened up the world to us in ways that we've never been able to, get access to places around the world before. But now there's kind of a sense of return to hometown values, and for a lot of reasons. But I really feel that the whole shop local movement, certainly amazing, the American Express shop local, shop small movement
right.
is powerful and growing. Nice. And these are real indicators that, boy, we care about our hometowns and we want to do all we can to protect them. Now, as part of this show, we believe it's a basic tenet to preserve America's hometown culture. You've got to preserve America's hometown businesses, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, there is no hometown unless you have the merchants in that hometown. And the more diverse they can be and local and boutique, one-off, locally owned type businesses, the better.
Absolutely, because you can have a beautiful downtown with these great buildings with wonderful historic architecture, but if they're not full, what is it?
If they're not full, or if they're full with Starbucks in one store,
right.
and
just fill in any chain.
The donut. I'm trying to say the
Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons. There you
sure.
go. I mean, right.
Mm-hmm.
If it's Starbucks and Tim Hortons filling every merchant location across your downtown,
it's everywhere else.
Anywhere USA, right?
Exactly.
So we want that diversity. We want mm-hmm. that local culture. We want Joe's Coffee to fill the spot instead of Starbucks.
Absolutely. I mean, that's when you're walking around and looking at a downtown, it's when you see those places, you're like, wow, I can't find this anywhere else. I need to come back here. Because it's not just about your local community, but it's about tourism, attracting people from
sure.
the outside to come day trip to your town.
To be a destination.
Absolutely. It's all about being a destination, whether you do that through your businesses, you do that through special events that you do, or a combination
yep.
of both.
Yep. And Rochester really is kind of, under your watch, has it been 9 years since
it'll be 10 years in another week.
Oh, 10 years. Okay, the 10-year anniversary. Cool.
I'm
Happy
old.
Anniversary.
Thank you.
Yep. Well, Rochester's lucky to have you, and it is a great town, and it is a town that definitely is an example of everything we're talking about. I mean, it's become a destination town. Mm-hmm. People come there for the events that you hold. You have tonight, for example, you've got a big movie night in downtown. You've
Movies
got sidewalk sales
tonight.
Going on today.
Yes.
And in the sidewalk sales, a really cool thing you're doing is the for kids.
The Explorers Club. It's something that we started last year. It was based on an idea that I found out of Utah, that they were really trying to get people to put down the video, kids to put down the video games and get outside and play and really enjoy those kinds of things. And of course, Utah did a little bit more extreme than we might do it here. So we thought it was an opportunity to do fun things, easy things. So one of the things is activities count fireflies. So tonight, kids are going to go home.
That's really cool.
They're going to find fireflies, write down how many they found. And then the Explorer Station sponsor happens to be a business downtown called Catching Fireflies. Not coincidental. And then they stop in there and they get this little button, and we call them badges. It's a little 1-inch button. It has a little jar of fireflies on it, and they have a lanyard that they got from our stand today, and they're going to collect all these badges. And there's 36 different activities they're going to be able to do over a month, but all of it is about exploring all the cool things that are in our community,
right.
going into businesses that they've never been
right,
in,
right.
going places they've never been. But it's engaging the kids early to know that this is their place and their
interacting
town.
With their neighbors, their friends,
Absolutely.
Getting away from their electronics, getting
yes.
out of the house, and being in their community, being present, being part of it.
Being part of it,
being
absolutely.
Being part of it. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love the simplicity of it. Mm-hmm. And you've got, 1,100, 1,200 signups?
When I left the booth about an hour ago, we were almost at 1,100.
Unbelievable, unbelievable. All right, now, we're going to come back in. You're going to introduce our great guest. You've helped
yes.
us put this show together.
Mm-hmm.
We're
I'm
really
excited.
Looking forward
if
to it.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the donuts, so anything else is a plus.
You're
going
to have
me.
To fight me for right. them. They're next to me.
All right. Right on. Well, coming back, this is Startup Nation's Main Street Nation Radio, and we're going to come back and get the show rolling right after this break.
You're on Main Street Nation with Jeff Sloan and Christy Trevorrow.
Okay, welcome back. Well, this is Startup Nation's Main Street Nation radio program. Now, we gave out an 800 number in the last segment, and we encouraged someone to call in. You, Christy,
yes.
did not understand what I meant when I said, and I'll go back and I'll read it again. This is Startup Nation's Main Street Nation radio program, the show for people who love their hometowns and want to see them thrive. Main Street Nation Radio has a specific focus on Main Street communities, the downtowns of America's diverse and colorful panoply of local hometowns across our great nation. And on it goes. Now, you then, we came back in and you said you didn't know what panoply means. So we gave
yes.
out the 800 number. We're going
to
offer.
I'd like to clarify, I have a master's degree.
Right. You have no excuse.
I have no excuse. Oh, my. So, no excuse. Maybe you're just using an obscure word from a dead
yeah.
language. It could be.
It could be. Let's find out. I think we're going to, we've got several callers who have called in. We're going to go to them in a minute.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna go. We've got a caller. I believe this is Rick. Nope, not yet. We're going to go in 1 second here to Rick in Troy.
Because he's Googling it right now.
But before we do that, let me call out to our sponsors, Comerica Bank and Pappas Financial. Now, speaking of Pappas Financial, you are in Norm's seat.
I am. I'm keeping it warm this week.
Norm Pappas will be back with us. We'll be back into the Startup Nation rhythm next week. Norm is a regular co-host of the Startup Nation show. And as we said, we're going to do Main Street Nation Radio one of four Saturdays each month and then do the regular Startup Nation program the other three.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. But you won't get donuts next week.
We won't. And it's not going to be nearly as fun. Now,
absolutely
to our
not.
Caller, we have Rick from Troy. Rick, are you with us?
I am with you.
Okay. Now, I know you're calling to educate our audience, and it has nothing to do with the amazing donuts, and I do guarantee this is going to be the best you've ever had. But we're going to give away a dozen donuts to the caller that called in first, and you did, Rick, who can tell us what Panoply means. So have at it. Panoply.
Panoply is a complete or impressive collection of things, according to Google.
Well, there you
there
go.
We go. See, according to Google. So you didn't just know that off the top of your head. You had to find it on Google, correct?
I knew plethora, but I did not know panoply.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Well, we're going to be using it, so get used to it, everybody, because I kind of like it. It sounded good, didn't it, in the introduction?
It did. Yes.
Okay.
Very exciting.
Now, having covered that, very important. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Rick. Very important.
All right. Now, let's get right into it. We've got to talk about some Main Street Nation topics, such as Downtown Development Authority executives, and we've got a good one in studio with us.
We do. One of my favorites.
Tee it up for us, Christy.
All righty. Well, last show, we talked a lot about Main Street. We had Carolyn Honeycutt from Ellensburg, Washington on with us. And she kept talking about the Main Street approach and that we're a Main Street town. And nobody really knew what that was because we kept seeing it on our Facebook page, comments that I received from a lot of people saying, what is this? So I thought, who better to bring in to help me with this than one of my favorite Main Street managers, Suzanne Perreault. She is the executive director of the Lake Orion DDA in Lake Orion, Michigan. And I'm going to let Suzanne tell us a little bit about Lake Orion. If someone's going to come visit Lake Orion, what would they find there?
Right off of the lake, we have a great historic downtown. You will find many restaurants, retail, service businesses, and all around just a great quality of life. Lake Orion really has a lot of recreational opportunities, great schools, a lot of different events throughout the year that really bring the whole community together.
Sure. And so for people out of state, you're about how far? 45 minutes north of Detroit?
Correct. We are a neighbor of downtown Rochester.
Yes, you are.
Great little town. Before you guys continue, I got to ask you, define for me, if you will, or make the difference clearer to me between saying what is a Main Street versus a hometown versus a downtown to, you know, what does it mean that you're a Main Street?
Sure.
Specifically Main Street manager.
And I think when you're a manager of a Main Street, when we say Main Street, it's because there is this National Main Street Center that you're a part of, and it's called the Main Street Approach. And so I think we casually just say Main Street, and a lot of people that aren't familiar say, oh, is it a street? No, Main Street is this philosophy of how you manage a downtown.
It kind of covers the downtown.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. And so a lot of times, if you Google downtowns, a lot of times you'll pull up, you know, Main Street, fill in the blank here. A lot of people use that as their organizational name. In Michigan, we have Downtown Development Authority, so you don't find as many Main Street programs, but we are part of Main Street. For Suzanne and I both, we're part of Main Street Oakland County, which has a contract with National Main Street to provide services to help us manage and grow our downtowns.
So where do you draw, Suzanne, for example, around Lake Orion, where do you draw the line of who qualifies as a Main Street Lake Orion business versus not?
We use the boundaries of our Downtown Development Authority.
Which are what? Just roughly. I mean, you don't have to be, don't give me the streets or anything, but I mean, what defines that area?
It's pretty much your historic downtown core.
Okay.
And the businesses and property owners that make up that area are the stakeholders that are going to be contributing to your Main Street program. And the program that we follow through the National Trust has a lot to do with stakeholder engagement. So the people that are actually invested in the community are the ones who are contributing to the different approaches. And I think Christy and I are going to talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So last month, or when we were talking about this, we kept talking about the Main Street approach, and there's 4 points to it. There's design, organization, promotion, and economic restructuring, or as some towns call it, business development. So we thought we'd just give you a little primer on what those things mean. So I'm going to start with organization, because basically that's a lot of what we're talking about. We're talking about Main Street organizations, is that you have to have someone to manage a downtown. I mean, downtowns exist. If whether you have a manager or not, things are happening in downtown. Businesses are coming in and out. Flowers are getting planted. Something's happening. But when you formalize it and have an organization that actually takes the lead, engages people, and starts trying to have an organized effort to manage that downtown and make things happen, it makes a difference. And it's like a snowball. Things start to happen. People get excited. They keep coming on. And they want to be a part of it. And it just keeps rolling and getting bigger and bigger, and more things start happening. And so that's the organization point at its core, is about volunteers and engagement. And at a certain point, it gets into also fundraising.
Yeah. And this is something that both Main Street, Susanna and Christy, both Main Street merchants care about, but it's also something residents,
of course,
consumers,
absolutely,
local consumers care about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it kind of covers both audiences equally.
Sure.
It takes both to make it all go.
It absolutely does. So organization is the first point. Design's the second. I'm going to throw to Suzanne because this is one of her passions.
Design is all things physical in the downtown. So it's everything from hanging flower baskets to the buildings and what the buildings look like, the condition of the buildings.
Uh-huh.
It can be your streetscape and the walkability of downtown, to different placemaking projects, creating a sense of place and having downtown look good. So the people that are engaged in design are looking to help make decisions on what type of banners to put up in downtown,
mm-hmm,
or they will review different facade grants. Facade grants are a tool that many Main Street programs use to help incentivize property owners that want to invest in their buildings.
And design, you know, mm-hmm, when you talk about Main Street, when you talk about downtown and you talk about design, mm-hmm, when I think of downtown, there's an image evoked that's very clear to me. You know, I can picture those buildings you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I can picture the downtown, you know, urban scape, local hometown kind of urban scape. And so design is really critical. I mean, it's part of the experience. It's part of the experience. That's the way to say it.
Absolutely. It is part of the experience. And I think a lot of Main Street organizations, I don't know if you agree, Suzanne, that when they're getting started, that's where they start, because it's that physical environment. When people start to see changes there, start to see things happening, they get excited about that. People generally, they're visual learners. And when they start to see something like that,
mm-hmm,
it means something. And that's when the spark starts, really.
Okay. So we've got design. What?
Organization. So now promotion, speaking
promotions.
Of sparks. So you've got this beautiful place, you've mm-hmm got people involved, but you want to bring more people there because it is for your community, but it's also for people outside the community to support your businesses, to support the town and get excited about
what's
happening.
And that destination
there.
Thing we talked about.
And talking
drawing.
About drawing.
Yeah, that's where it gets really powerful. It's one thing to have local commerce going on mm-hmm with the residents who live there and normally shop and live and have, you know, their day-to-day activities there, but it really gets powerful when you start bringing in consumers and others from outside the town in to do business in that town and to experience that town.
Exactly. I mean, for us, we have over 100 event days in a year in Rochester. We do things all year long. But when we started, we just had a couple little events. But we knew that when people came down and they enjoyed those events, they loved them. And we have a farmer's market 26 weeks a year. It started out with a little flower fair in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you grow those things. But people come down and they're excited. And while they're downtown at that event, they get a bite to eat. They go do a little shopping. They go to explore what town has to offer. And so promotions, they grow. So it's everything from doing a sidewalk sale like we're doing in Rochester this weekend, or movie nights, or doing something bigger like a big Christmas light show, or parades, or music festivals, movie festivals.
And then when people, whether they're local residents or whether they're coming into the town and they have this experience, they become your ambassadors.
I mean, absolutely.
Then they go out into the world and they say, God, what a great afternoon I had in Rochester, Michigan today, or Lake Orion, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And they espouse the virtues of the town and the great experience they had. They talk about where they had lunch. They talk about the great shopping experience they may have had, how much fun the kids had, mm-hmm, you know, checking out this town, or what we might have learned about the history and the culture of a particular town. They become your ambassadors.
They do. And the other thing I find at all of our events, they make memories for people. And that's really important. At our Christmas light show that we do, the big bright light show, I still remember seeing a little boy on the street grabbing onto his mom, pulling her jacket because we were starting the countdown to flip the switch. And she says, Mommy, Mommy, we have to go out there. I want to see history being made.
Ah, there you go.
And that touched me. And
that's so cool.
Of course, I recruited that 5-year-old immediately, but it was just, there was something
right
about it.
Well, and indirectly, that's what I mean. You are recruiting, I mean, whether they know it or not.
Yes.
These people are being recruited as your ambassadors.
They absolutely are.
No question. All right, and four.
Four. This is the big one, I think, is economic restructuring or business development. And I'm going to throw to Suzanne to kind of put the cherry on the sundae.
Yes. Economic restructuring is definitely my favorite point. I feel most passionate about working with our small businesses and recruiting new businesses for our community. So you're really charged with business retention, as well as business recruitment. So we are doing things like training businesses on how they can be more successful in certain areas, whether they need help in marketing or cash flow issues or employee relations. Those are all things that economic restructuring would help educate our businesses on. We also talk to our community members and our residents on what types of businesses do you want to see downtown. So maybe you have a vacant space, you want a new restaurant, you want a new retail store. You're looking to the community to help you figure out what's going to be sustainable in that space.
Okay, beautiful. Now, when we come back, we're going to actually feature a hometown Main Street business.
Amazing business.
Amazing business.
Yes.
And we're going to hear from the founder, entrepreneur who makes it all go. And we're going to hear his views on doing business in the hometown.
Awesome.
Stick with us on Main Street Nation Radio. Back in a minute.
You're on Main Street Nation with Jeff Sloan and Christy Trevorrow.
Okay, we're back and we're rolling on this edition of Main Street Nation Radio. We're going to now, donuts. We're going to talk about donuts.
Oh, yeah. Christy. I've got my eye on the felony fritter in this box.
Actually, we're going to talk about donuts, but we're really going to talk about donuts in the context of hometown local business, a one-off locally owned business, doing business in effect, Main Street. Actually, Suzanne, too, from Lake Orion, we're going to ask you to, how about co-hosting with Christy and I for the rest of the show? Feel free to jump in, ask any questions. Okay, we're going to keep you on. Christy.
Yes.
Introduction, please.
So I actually was introduced to Cops and Donuts at a Michigan Main Street conference where we heard the story of these police officers that got together to save their local bakery in Clare, Michigan. And I don't want to take any more of the thunder off that, but we have one of the original nine with us, Al Bubba White, and I want to throw it to Bubba, and I want to hear about your story.
I feel like a thorn between roses here.
Between these two lovely co-hosts.
Yeah. Yep. You know, it started with our entire full-time police department. There's only nine of us. Clare's a town of 30.
Yeah, and it should be said, you are a real police officer.
I was for 30 years.
Right. But the point is, this isn't just branding and this isn't some gimmick. You guys were all police officers.
The real cops and real donuts, yeah.
Real cops and real donuts.
And we found out our local bakery was going to close. It was the only place in town that made donuts, and we heard it was going to close, and of course, naturally, we panicked.
of course you did.
How can you do your job?
Well,
right.
Yeah, and so we got a hold of the owner, and he said, yeah, I've been trying to sell it. Nobody wants to buy it, and I just don't feel like doing it anymore. And so the discussion went around that maybe we should buy it, meaning every full-time member of the police department, and we all started laughing hysterically because of how funny it was, and then we all kind of looked at each other like, you know, there's a marketing opportunity here. Mm-hmm. So we got a hold of the owner of the bakery, and when he got through laughing, he says, you know, this just might work, and if you guys want to do it, I'll help you. So we had to rush everything through and get it going, but we did. And
so you made the purchase. You purchased the business? Is that...
Yeah, we actually leased it with an option for the first year, but we now own the business.
Right,
yeah,
right.
And we thought, well, we'll sell donuts and we'll sell a couple of T-shirts to kind of supplement it. So our first T-shirts were handcuffs and cream puffs, and that was available only in pink for the ladies. And
then
our T-shirt for the gentlemen was "We Frisk Our Fritters."
Oh my God. I got to ask you, seriously, your branding, and you'll tell us, who does the branding?
We do.
You guys just sit around and you eat donuts and you come up with all these creative ideas, because your branding's unbelievable. First of all, the name, Cops and Donuts, the story's too good to be true. The local police officers get together and buy the donut shop that's going to otherwise go out of business. You guys save it. Not only save it, you turn it into a great success. Incredible.
Yeah, well, thank you. We just, the joke, of course, is the cops and donuts, but the thing is we just wanted to help our community. We're we're a group of nine individuals that love our small town. We're really proud of it. Claire has four traffic lights now, so we're
wow, moving up. Claire, Michigan. That's exciting.
Was there just one until you guys?
We actually had some property annexed into the city, which gave us another traffic light. So we were very excited about that. But and things went so well, we decided to buy the building that was next to us. That building happened to be vacant because the guy who was leasing it had skipped town because we had warrants for his arrest.
So not good. Not to be good to be next to the nine cops who buy the store next door. That's kind of uncomfortable.
So we thought, you know, this will be good for future expansion.
And he won't be coming back.
No.
Won't be coming back. And so we call that our area of shameless capitalism. That's okay. Where we have all of our souvenirs and our t-shirts. We even have Cops and Donuts perfume. We're pretty proud of that.
Oh.
It's called Probable Cause.
Okay.
We have a men's cologne called Under Suspicion.
Of course.
And for the younger girls, we have Misbehavin'.
Misbehavin'. Nice. I love it. Well, and the names, speaking of branding and all this cleverness, the names of the donuts, give us some of the, I loved that.
Oh, we've got the Nightstick, the Deputy, the Blue Goose, the Felony Fritter, the Taser. Yeah, we're...
And I'll tell you, I tried every single one of them. Not only do you guys have great branding and a great story, but you got great donuts, too.
Thank you.
I mean, you really do. You got great stuff, Al.
We're a scratch bakery. We actually make things at our bakery, and we're very proud of it. Mm-hmm. Our slogan is, we either use baking love or made with lard and love.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's all good.
And as we were talking about, you own it. You're not trying to be something other than Cops and Donuts.
That's what we are. The name Cops and Donuts actually comes from one of the owner's sons. Yeah. He was about 10 years old at the time.
Yeah.
And we had considered calling it Cop Shop Donuts. And he said, you know, he likes to play cops and robbers, so he thought Cops and Donuts. And as soon as we heard it, we knew that was going to be the name.
Yeah, very cool. I got to tell you, I rarely get texts from my wife while I'm on this show. I mean, I've said a lot of brilliant things on this show.
I'm sure you
nothing.
Have.
I get no texts. Nothing. I get a text today, the power of donuts. Make sure you bring some of those donuts home. That's the text. Thank you. So they see the power of donuts. All right, now, this is all cute, but it's more than cute. You guys have how many employees now in the small town of Clare working for your business?
We have between 50 and 60 right now. We've just done some hiring, and we had a couple leave us. So as far as it's between 50 and 60 employees now. We had one when we took over in 2009.
Unbelievable. I mean, there it is right there. You put 50 to 60 people to work. You make everybody happy by feeding them donuts. You guys are rolling with your business. Now you've got like 45 wholesale accounts?
I think 41 wholesale accounts, and those would be in gas station, convenience stores, small. We are going to be putting a full-size store inside Jay's Sporting Goods in Gaylord, Michigan. By Labor Day is our goal.
Mm-hmm. And so where's all this going? I mean, what's the big dream? I mean, you guys got in to save your local donut shop, but it's gone way beyond that. You've done that and a lot more. Now where's it going?
For all nine of us owners, the number one goal is to support our hometown, support our community. We would like to get as many people come and visit Clare, Michigan to find out what a cool little town it is possible. That is our number one goal. Another one of our goals is we have our own line of coffee. It's called Cops Coffee, or Cops and Donuts Cops Coffee, as we call it. And we have morning shift, which is the regular shift, regular roast, and then we have midnight shift, which is the dark roast.
Sure.
And then off-duty decaf.
Okay.
And we would love to see that on a national level. That's another goal.
I have a feeling you're on your way. I really do. Who's the? You've got nine guys.
Yeah.
Who's the? Are you all equally active, or are there a couple of you guys that take the lead?
What happened is about 2 years ago, myself and Greg Reinerson, Rhino, the president of Cops and Donuts, we were able to retire from the city. We had enough time in, and the city actually bought out our last little bit of time. And we work full time at the bakery now. The other seven officers are all actively working full time officers, and they come in when they can. They have young families and full-time jobs, but special events, when they're able to come in and help, they do. Rhino and I are down there all the time because that's our job now. But all the owners are active and supportive of us.
And do you want to see a version of your business, a branch of your business, a franchise of your business on various main streets across the country? Is that part of the goal?
You know, we've talked about that, and if we did, if something like that happened, we would be very specific about it. One of the things that myself and the other owners have talked about is we have no interest in Cops and Donuts being in a little strip mall somewhere.
Yeah.
Or becoming some place where we just buy in frozen donuts from some factory and put them out. If we were going to franchise, it would be, we would go to a small downtown somewhere, get the local police involved.
There you go.
Scratch,
yeah, I was hoping
bakeries,
you were going to say that.
Connection to the community.
Yeah. I think that's part of the package. That's part of what makes your business unique. And in just listening to you personally and the values that you clearly hold, you know, I asked what your goal is. You want to support your hometown and bring people to Clare. Mm-hmm. How wonderful is that? You wouldn't want to see that get lost.
No.
In, you know, I mean, look, capitalism's great. Making a lot of money can be great. All that's wonderful. But you're focused on things way beyond that, you know, putting people to work. And those are the kind of values I'd love to see extended across hometowns if you guys expand across the country.
The nine owners of Cops and Donuts really care about our community. We actually care about our community. And that's something we're very proud of. With everything going on in the news about police today, there's a lot of good cops out there. And we're proud of our town, and we want to help our town.
I think that's amazing. I mean, when we were on break, you were showing me a video of your air guitar booth out front.
Yeah, that was my idea. We love to do goofy things. We like to do things to get people talking. And we had that as a cell phone booth. And today it's an air guitar booth. And people go in there and play air guitar and just have fun. You know, downtown Clare has become, like Suzanne said, it's a place. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to say that walking into downtown Clare is like walking into a hug. It's like walking into a place you feel good about.
Man, I love that. See, that's the power of locally owned business. That notion of ownership by a local resident, a local servant to the community as a police officer, that's the power of ownership right there. The fact that you can do goofy things, because that's part of your brand. It's part of who you are. It's part of the reason people want to experience not just the eating of a donut or the drinking of a cup of coffee, but the whole experience of being at your location and being in your town, your hometown. That's it. That's it right there.
It absolutely is. It's all about, like you said, it's about making a place for people.
Mm-hmm. It's creating that story.
It is. It's creating that story. You refer to it as creating memories. Mm-hmm. That's the power of all this. I love this. This is great stuff. Great stuff.
We like to give people an experience when they come to Cops and Donuts.
Yeah.
Or when they come to downtown Clare.
There we go. I'm going to downtown
Clare. Road trip.
And everybody else should be too. All right, listen, we're going to pick this up. We've got another great segment ahead. Stick with us on Main Street Nation Radio.
Welcome back to Main Street Nation with Jeff Sloan and Christy Trevorrow.
What a great segment that last segment was. We've kind of put a bow on the whole, you know, why this is important, why this isn't relevant, well, why this is relevant, what it's all about. Heard from a great business owner, Al White.
It is.
Owns Cops and Donuts in Clare, Michigan. And God, what a great, just a great story.
It is. And that's the thing, you know, I put out on our Facebook page all the time. It's, we want to tell the stories of the people on Main Street, because it's about the people at the end of the day and all the wonderful things that they do. I mean, to hear about nine cops hearing about their bakery going to be closing, and to jokingly think we could do that and then realize we could do that and they want to do it for their community. That's an amazing story. And I know that there are a lot of stories like that across the nation that are happening.
And speaking of community, and by the way, we've also got in studio still our budding co-host.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Suzanne Perreault, the executive director of the Lake Orion, Michigan DDA. Suzanne, good to have you in studio
Thank
with
you.
Us. Feel free to jump in at any time. Okay, so listen, you mentioned the word community.
I did.
That's a really important thing. Al White, Bubba. You make a point of getting out into the community, and I mean, you're not just sitting back playing air guitar in front of the store. You're not just hanging your great sign. You're not just making great donuts and coming up with cute names and branding and all that. You're also out there in the community working it, because you gotta, in the end, any business mm-hmm. has to attract new customers, get the word out, and more than that, I have a feeling, given who you are, you want to be part of the community
and give back.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. The owners of Cops and Donuts, we're very much involved in our community, whether it be through our charitable contribution, other types of fundraising. We hold a lot of events at Cops and Donuts, we've kind of become a gathering place of the community. We get a lot of people come in, and we've become a number one first date spot in
nice.
Michigan. And it's not for the younger people, it's for the older people. They meet online. Claire's halfway to everywhere in lower Michigan, and there's always cops there. So they come in, and we have a lot of first dates there. We even had a wedding proposal
there. Parents are cool. How bad can it be? Donuts and there's cops there and everything. I mean, your daughter's safe there for sure, right?
Exactly, yeah. Yep.
Hey, that's a lot of pressure. You got to deliver. I mean, in order to get to the second date, you got to have a great first date, right?
And our donuts are part of that.
And your donuts are part of that story.
Yep.
That's right.
And making that memory. So they're going to tell their kids, remember our first date at Cops and Donuts? Oh, the felony fritter.
We actually offer a wedding package, too. Our mayor will marry you.
Vertical integration right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
He will marry you.
Start him on the first date and get him married later.
Claire's a big Irish town, so he'll wear a leprechaun suit
and marry you.
In Cops and Donuts, and then you get a room at the Doherty Hotel with a bottle of champagne and a dozen donuts.
And Al even show up to play air guitar at your wedding, right?
I will, as long as it's a journey. Yeah.
As long as it's a journey. Oh, God, love
we
that.
We talked about Don't Stop Believing. He agrees that it should be sung as a duet always.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's not have you two break into that right now.
Maybe later.
Yeah, we'll focus on that on the next show. But let's do this. When you talk about getting out into the community, Al, what does that mean? What do you do specifically as a business owner? How do you engage in the community?
It really comes down to a willingness to be part of things. And cops are kind of good at that because that's kind of what we do is we're kind of in the middle of everything while you're working. It means, you know, to volunteer to be on a committee. It means to our president is on the board of our Chamber of Commerce. It means to not just open your business, stay there all day and go home. It means serving your community, going out and trying to make a difference and showing people that you really care. You're not just there to run a business. You're there to be part of your community.
Hmm.
And I know you're talking about when you engage with the kids a lot of times, and I see this in my downtown, I'm sure, Suzanne, you see it in yours, that kids are always coming in fundraising for different things, and you have a different approach of how you support that.
Yeah, you know, anybody can just write a check. We think our philosophy at Cops and Donuts is, for instance, we have a fundraising going on right now as we speak at Cops and Donuts. It's our color guard from our band who wanted to raise money for uniforms. And what we do is they come down covered by the school as far as liability.
You mean this is your high school band?
This is high school.
High school, right.
And we donate per hour for each student that's there, and depending on how many, they can earn, you know, $60-$80 an hour for their group, and they're washing dishes, clearing tables, and doing other things. They're learning a work ethic. They're learning about, you know, for most of them, I mean, these are 14 and 15 year olds. This is their first job, so to speak. And at the end, when we write them the check, they actually feel like they earned it. They actually went out and earned it, and that's kind of our philosophy, and we actually do a lot of that.
I think that's amazing. I mean, because we look at a community, it comes back to place, it comes back to engagement
exactly.
and hometown and everything. And
right.
that, I think, personifies that. Because you're really engaging those kids, so they're going to have that memory. They're going to feel good about what they earned. They're still going to reach their goal of what they need to do. And you could be just Cops and Donuts. You absolutely could be. You guys have gotten national attention. You could just sit in there, bake your donuts, wave to everybody.
And sell donuts.
Right. You could absolutely do that. But it's such a testament to you and your team of what you guys are doing that you don't do that you want to be a part of the community and give back to that community that supports you.
Well, thank you. We have a great team. We've got 9 officers that truly love our community.
Mm-hmm. When people walk into your store, how many address you as, hey, Bubba? How many? As opposed to just a hello. I mean, they know you, don't they?
They know me. We do a lot of goofy videos on our Facebook page, and they'll walk in and, oh my gosh, it's Bubba. Oh my gosh, it's Rhino. Oh my gosh, it's Squirt. It's Midge. It's Grasshopper. We all go by our nicknames. So,
and equally powerful, I have a feeling you respond by saying, hey, Joe. Hey, Sally. Hey, Susie. Right? You know their names too, don't you?
I'm not as good as some of them, but yeah, we try really hard to know their names.
You do. I mean, you know your clientele.
Yeah.
There's something familiar about your clientele. You probably, do some people come in and say, I'll have the usual?
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, we have some great team members that when they see the person walk in, they'll start pouring the decaf coffee and get the plain donut for them.
Yeah, there you go. That's when you know it's really clicking, when someone can walk in and say, I'll have the usual, and you guys are right on it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool.
I've got a quick question for you. With
Suzanne, take it away.
With such an inspiring story for downtown, how has the rest of Main Street, Claire, changed since you've taken over and really create a destination for downtown?
We have brought over 1 million people to downtown Claire.
I believe it.
Since we've been open. And downtown Claire is doing really well right now. To my knowledge, I don't think we have any open storefronts right now. We have had two restaurants recently open in our three blocks of downtown. We have another restaurant that's going to be opening, and it's doing very well. There's an energy to Claire that there wasn't there 6 years ago.
Unbelievable.
I think that's just fabulous.
Isn't it? And that's true. Success breeds success. I mean, they see you having success, and you know the people you bring downtown, when they come down to have a donut and a cup of coffee, I'm sure a good percentage of them wander into the store next door or maybe even stay for lunch, right, later or whatever it may be.
I love it when I see customers walk into our business and they're carrying shopping bags from other people's businesses.
Yeah.
That makes all of us feel really good.
I think it really goes to show how much other downtown businesses really need each other.
Yes.
And how working together by using the Main Street approach can really help make your downtown even more successful.
That's true. And Suzanne, to come back to you, I know we've only got a couple minutes left. I want to make sure we get this out there. Lake Orion, Michigan. You're responsible. What do you guys? How did you say that, Christy? You manage your town.
We manage our downtown.
You manage our downtown. I don't know if that's in the job description, but that's that ownership thing we're talking about.
You treat it like a business.
I mean, that's right. But you, I don't. That title doesn't appear anywhere. You manage your hometown, but that's the way you feel. That's the way you feel, and that's the way you work every day.
Absolutely.
Okay, and you too, Suzanne. And
that's
so
right.
when you go about doing this job, this passion. What are you working against? What's the vision? Where are you going with all this? I'm sure you're working against a vision for Lake Orion. What is it?
We're really trying to create more of a destination for our community. We want to bring other people from the Metro Detroit region into Lake Orion. We are utilizing the lake. We're utilizing the trail system. We will be part of the Iron Bell Trail, which is the Belle Isle to Wisconsin showcase trail that the governor has been working on. We're going to have a little piece of it that'll go and connect into downtown. We want more youth, shoppers, restaurants. And so all of the programs that we're putting on are really just trying to add to that vision and bringing more people downtown and creating a destination.
And how do you guys, both of you, you're both Downtown Development Authority executives, being Christy and Suzanne, how do you measure? Is it store occupancy? Is it, do you measure by parking? I heard sometimes the parking is an indicator, right? Whether it's full or whether, how do you measure success?
Well, you can certainly measure it by your vacancy rate or if you're running out of parking spots and all of that sort of things. But I really listen to the stories. When I start going other places and hearing people talk about, I've been to downtown Lake Orion, I've been to this business, I got this great product there, I had exceptional service when I was there. That is how I measure success.
Okay. Christy?
And for us, I think it comes down to the people that are coming down and engaging with us. The more volunteers we have, the more people that want to open businesses, the more people that want to do things with us. I think that's success, because at the end of the day, our ultimate goal is to create the best community that we can.
Yeah.
And so the more people we engage, to us, that's success.
Smiles on faces. Mm-hmm. Just walking around the hometown. That's great. And Al, great, great story. Hey, how do we get, what's the fastest route from Detroit to Claire, Michigan?
If you're from the Detroit area, come right up I-75 near Bay City there. Take US 10 across. And at that point, you're about 45 minutes from heaven.
There we go.
If you're in the other part of the state, come up 127, right straight to Claire.
Right on. Love it. Love it. Love it. Thanks so much, Suzanne. Al, thanks for being on the show, sharing both of your great stories. Guys are amazing. Keep up the great stuff. Christy, great show. Hey.
It was awesome. It's all about Main Street Nation.
You put it together. It was a great show, and it's been fun doing it with you.
It's been great.
And we'll be back again, four Saturdays?
August 8th.
August 8th. We'll be back on the air with Main Street Nation Radio. Tune in next week for our regular Startup Nation Radio program. And we're loving this stuff. We're loving it. We love our great panoply, our diverse and colorful panoply of hometowns across this great nation. And that's what this show's all about.
Panoply.
See you next week.